Hi, everybody. Welcome to TNT Bombs, a podcast where we discuss issues and topics from a youth perspective. I'm Tejas.
And I'm Tanush. We're both high schoolers from Bellevue, Washington. And today, we'll be speaking on the reopening of schools this fall. Earlier this spring, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee directed all school districts to offer part-time, in-person learning by April 19th of 2021. Many private schools had started hybrid instruction well before then. Now, as the 2020 to 2021 school year comes to a close, there have been many lessons learned about virtual and hybrid instruction. And as Washington State's largest school districts, including Seattle Public Schools, plan a full reopening in the fall, it's important that we look back on the past year and learn from our mistakes. So, Tejas, why don't you start off with some lessons from the past year?
Yeah, Tanush, this past year, when schools finally opened by late April in Washington State, many of them were restricted to a version of hybrid learning which limited students to only having half of their instruction in person. From personal experience, I can attest that the instruction I received in person this year was far more valuable than the instruction I received online. Not only was it free of all the small tech issues and constant mishandling of organizing breakout rooms, it was distraction-free and allowed students to create a connection with their teachers. We took for granted the value of teachers being able to speak to their students and get a response, and its importance to learning.
Yeah, and at the same time, teachers found ways to make the most with their limited time. They were able to fit in a full year's worth of curriculum in less than 40% of the typical instruction time, often by cutting out unnecessary lessons or reducing important labs. By taking these lessons of efficiency into next year, teachers and students can make the most of their learning time.
Yeah, and another issue that came up for us multiple times during the pandemic was the Bellevue School District's conflict with the teachers' union. There were two notable disagreements, one at the beginning of school closures in March of 2020 when they were first figuring out how to organize the new virtual schools, and another when elementary schools first planned on opening in January of 2021, both of which effectively led to a stoppage of schooling in any fashion. These stoppages were unnecessary and were a result of a lack of effective collective bargaining and had legitimate consequences on instructional time that students received. School districts must make sure that they are on the same page with teachers' unions going into the fall to avoid these issues in the future. Okay, so Tanush, what would school reopening look like in the fall?
Yeah, and so one big point of contention for school reopening in the fall is whether schools, and particularly public schools, are going to mandate students to get a COVID-19 vaccine. So for some context, all five of Washington State's major public universities are requiring vaccines for the fall quarter, but they're going to have medical, religious, and philosophical exemptions available. Washington also has a long-standing policy of requiring K-12 students to get vaccines for diseases like measles, chickenpox, and polio, although families can claim medical or religious exemptions from this requirement.
Yeah, and currently the Washington State Board of Health has taken the stance that it won't require vaccines until two conditions are met. First, the FDA must approve the vaccine. Right now, they just have emergency authorization use, not full governmental approval. And second, the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices has to recommend the vaccine for youth.
Based on all this information, we predict that COVID-19 vaccines will be required next school year, but not until the winter, because it's going to take a few months for vaccine companies like Pfizer and Moderna to get approval from the government for their vaccines. It's likely that families will still be able to get religious and medical exemptions, meaning that families who are skeptical of the vaccine will be able to avoid these requirements. And the vaccine is still not available for children 11 years and younger, so a vaccine mandate would likely not affect 6th graders and below, although Pfizer does predict that we will see approval of the vaccine for ages 5 through 11 around September or October. Thus, with all these limitations, a vaccine mandate will likely be mostly inconsequential.
Yeah, exactly. So now moving away from the legality of vaccine mandates, let's look at the more tangible effects of reopening on the student experience. Some of the most formative experiences teenagers endure at school happen during school sports or extracurricular activities. Each sport and club faced unique challenges during the pandemic. Track and field, for example, required masks for much of the season and had limited meets. Typical fall sports, like football, were largely pushed back to late winter and spring. And many clubs who held in-person competitions, including debate, DECA, HOSA, and robotics, had online competitions. This eliminated much of the social community aspect of these competitions, as well as the major educational benefits. Next year, many local club competitions plan on transitioning back in person, something that most students, including us two, really look forward to. But many out-of-state and interstate competitions, however, plan on staying online, at least for the fall. And as for sports, Although they should largely be back to normal, we're still waiting to see the specifics for full reopening and what it exactly means.
Yeah, and one element of full reopening that's still unclear is if masks and social distancing requirements are going to stick around in schools. And so masks were mandated this past year, but even if we look past legal restrictions, there's many practical reasons for schools to mandate masks. For example, children 11 years and younger can't get the vaccine, so it makes sense to require masks for them to decrease the chance of COVID-19 transmission. And some students who meet the age requirements still can get the vaccine because of certain medical conditions they might have, and so school districts might require masks to help protect that part of the student body. And lastly, there's a larger paradigm issue of if schools can assume that everyone will get the vaccine when making these decisions, or if schools have to be vaccine blind, so to speak, when it comes to these decisions.
Yeah, and as we're wrapping up, we would be remiss to not discuss the future of virtual schooling. Now, obviously, it had its plethora of problems this past year and a half, from the mental health crisis many students faced, to socioeconomic inequalities such as internet access, and even the general lack of engagement and motivation that many students felt through the barrier of a screen this year. But the functionality of online classes is undeniable, and for many, it provides an unprecedented amount of flexibility and options. Even though it may not be ideal for mainstream education, it could be better for those in special circumstances.
Yeah, and schools are increasingly recognizing that online learning might be better for some. For example, the Bellevue School District's Bellevue Virtual Academy will offer a fully online option for students next year. But one thing to note is that this won't be taught by public school teachers. Instead, it'll be taught by Edgenuity, which is a private online class provider. As we see more and more students turn to online options for full-time or supplementary education, private education providers are the issues that come with them are likely to become more prevalent.
Yeah, and Tanush, schools have served as a benchmark for how the youth of America have viewed the pandemic. Our lives effectively revolve around our education, and the past year and a half had unexpected changes with drastic consequences. But in all likelihood, schools are going to be back open this fall. That's something that's pretty much inevitable. While the specifics of the school reopening, such as a mask or a vaccine mandate, may still be up in the air, one thing that's certain is that the upcoming full reopening of schools marks the crossing of the finish line for the end of the pandemic in the United States.
Yeah, and that wraps up this episode of the TNT Bombs podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review or sharing the podcast with a friend. Our show notes can be viewed at rebrandly.com/TNTBombs. That's rebrand.ly/TNTBombs. You can also reach out to us through our email, tntbombspodcast@gmail.com. This episode was written, recorded, and produced by Tanush Adab and Tejas Agarwal.
Thanks for listening. We hope to catch you all in the next one.